All right, so it's the end of the year, last week of 2022. We've been talking about why habits are important, and in today's episode, I'm going to be sharing the number one habit that we should be working on first for 2023. This habit, by far, is the GOAT of all habits. Yep, I'm claiming it. So before you make any New Year's resolutions, and before you start going crazy on a to-do list of all the things you want to do in 2023, listen to this episode, because this is the one that's going to give you the number one habit we should be hitting. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Rethinking with Rosalba podcast, a motivation for personal growth podcast. You're going to be learning how to master your mindset and shift your focus to prioritize your happiness and emotional well-being. I'm going to help you unlearn limiting beliefs and rethink your approach to personal growth and development. Whether you're just starting your journey towards self-improvement or you're looking to take your personal growth to that next level, this podcast has something for everyone. So join me on the path to becoming the best version of yourself. Okay, people, today it is all about sleep. And I know, I get it. You probably already want to skip this podcast because it's like, oh, why do we have to talk about sleep? But if you hang in here, I'm going to tell you why this is the most basically understated, undervalued habit that we have. The negative effect that it has on us that I don't think we even realize. We have to unlearn some of our shitty rituals around sleep. And yeah, they're shitty rituals. And of course, I want to share with you the strategies that we can use to rethink how we do this bad boy. Okay, so let's start off with why sleep matters. And this is going to go back to that wheel of life that we've talked about in past episodes. I don't think I really have to tell you that getting enough sleep and the right form of sleep is going to help your body recover. Like, we all know this, right? Science, hello. But sleep affects every single other area of your life wheel. And remember, in the past episodes, we talked about all the different happiness factors of life. And if you want, you can go back to that episode and listen more about this, like, happiness wheel. But just to sum it up, I mean, sleep affects our health, our money, believe it or not, our personal development, our romance, our friendships, our family, relationships, fun, our businesses, our careers, like it fucking hits all of it. So let's break down each one, right? Why sleep matters in each of these areas. And I'll keep it brief because you don't want to stay here forever. Okay, so let's start off with health. When you're tired, you tend to have sugar cravings, right? Or need an exorbitant amount of coffee to just like function throughout the day. Lack of sleep, or even if you're getting sleep, but it's not like the best sleep, it affects your brain function. Like basically your memory goes to shit, right? And obviously you can get sick a lot more because your body's not getting that rest and rejuvenation that it actually really needs. So that's how sleep affects health. And there's like a billion other things attached to it. I'll provide some links if you want to dig into it more, but the main thing is sleep affects your health. Let's talk about how sleep affects your relationships. And this is romantic relationships, your relationships with family, with friends, and even business relationships, like business partnerships. When you get a lack of sleep, or again, just some shitty sleep, right? You're more irritable, you're more short-tempered, you're agitated. All of these things happen when your sleep sucks. Think about how cranky you are throughout the day, or just how agitated you are. And then you're bringing off that energy to other people who probably didn't even fucking deserve it, right? So we're walking into, let's say, work, and we're just in a crappy ass mood because of our lack of sleep or shitty sleep, right? So it definitely affects your relationships one way or another. Let's talk about your money, your business. You're probably thinking like, okay, Rosalba, please, like my sleep is not affected to my business, like, or my money or my financials. But research actually has shown that when you don't get enough rest or good rest, you actually make poor decisions. Remember, this is going back to the brain function and memory and all of that stuff. So you're actually creating, or you're actually making poor decisions when your sleep sucks. And there's research that shows that it actually decreases your work productivity. Think about it. When you have a good night's rest, you're giving like 100% into whatever you're doing, right? But when you don't get that rest, or you don't get that like good, happy surge in the morning, I mean, you're like lethargic, you're laggy, like you're not putting in the best productivity in whatever you do. So one way or another, that's going to affect your business, your career, your finances. It touches on that. Now let's get into personal growth. And I'm going to actually kind of add this in with fun and recreation, which is other parts of your life wheel. Even with personal growth, this affects us. We should be watching what we're putting into our bodies, period, right? So think about what happens when we should be going to sleep. Why don't we go to sleep when we're supposed to or when it's healthy? Because we're fucking binging TV. Hello, I've done it. We're just on fucking TikTok. So I want you guys to think about, is staying up to watch the next episode you're binging worth feeling like crap the next day? Is staying up late for that next drink with your buddy because you guys are out and you're having a good time and you're like, oh, let's just stay for an extra drink. Is it really worth it if you're gonna feel like shit the next day? Or going back to scrolling on TikTok, like that shit is addicting, right? Is it worth it knowing that you're gonna start off the day tomorrow on the wrong foot? And trust me, as I'm saying this, I know that most of you are probably going to answer, yeah, it's worth it because I want to see the next episode. It left on a cliffhanger. Or, yeah, it's worth it because I'm on a TikTok roll. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. And listen, I did the same shit. So I get it. But I just decided one day to just make different choices regarding sleep because I wanted. That's the thing. You have to want it. I wanted to reset and recharge and refuel my body, right? It's all about making that choice. You're making a choice to stay up and binge a show and stay up late and feel crappy the next day, or just like putting your ass to bed and knowing like, okay, my body really needs this and I'm gonna feel better tomorrow. These are all choices that you're making. So that's just like a quick sum up of how sleep is really kind of affecting all areas of your life, technically. So now let's talk about like how we get a good night's rest, all right? Now, the tips I'm about to share or strategies I'm about to share, they aren't for everyone. Take what resonates with you. What I can say is most of what I'm going to be sharing is research-based because you know me, I'm not going to come in with a bunch of nonsense. Like I like to research, I like to look it up, and I like to give you factual shit. So let's get into some tips and strategies. And then as you're hearing them, just decide like, okay, this is going to work for me. This is not going to work for me. And we'll talk a little bit more about that later. All right. So the first thing is research-based, science people, you need at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep, period. And that's not 7 to 9 hours in your bed. And I think that's where the confusion lies, where we're like, oh yeah, we were in our bed for 8 hours, so we're good. That's not how it works because you know that it takes a while for you to actually fall asleep. Some people it's quick, they fall asleep in 20 minutes. Some people it takes an hour to fall asleep. So when I mean 7 to 9 hours of sleep, that's 7 to 9 hours of you being knocked the fuck out, not laying in your bed. So that's tip number one, keep 7 to 9 hours knocked out as the goal. Okay, the second tip, we're setting the ambiance. We're getting the mood ready. This is super important, actually. So there's a couple of different strategies in setting the ambiance, right, of getting a good night's rest. First up, check the temperature of your room. You need to have a balance in your bedroom. Something that's not like an Arctic blast, right? Nor like a day in the Caribbean. Like it's not, you need a balance of that. So technically, science shows, research shows that it should be around 65 to 67 degrees. I'm going to be honest with this. I struggle with this one. Again, you have to take what works for you and what doesn't and eventually like kind of build upon these habits. But that's where we're at with like the temp of your room, right? Also, another thing that's helpful is to declutter your room. Now, okay, hear me out with this. Some people like me, like literally me, like clean spaces, right? I can't work in chaos. Like my brain just shuts down and is like, no, this needs to be clean. But I get that some people aren't like that. Like some people are okay with just having the chaos around, having that pile of laundry on the chair in the corner, and they're just on their merry old way. Like I get it. But here's the thing I want you to think about. Everything around us has energy, and clutter does too, believe it or not. So you're holding that energy in your room, like that mess, that chaos, that clutter in your room. The point, I guess, in all of this, it's not like I'm trying to make you like me, like clean your shit up, you know what I mean? Because that's the way I roll. It's just literally just put the damn things away. Like have a decluttered room so your mind is kind of like at peace, right? Next up, the room has to be dark, right? I like to light a little candle, I don't know, for like the ambiance, to romance myself. I don't really know. But I like to kind of have a little, and it's just like a little tea light that I have on. Nothing special. It makes me feel good. It's nothing crazy. I don't even know why I do it, but it's just, you know, a little thing. But overall, keep that room or try to keep that room pitch black, right? Sometimes you have to kind of like remove some of the electronic things that are lit up in your room. Like, for example, in one of my kids' room, he has a computer tower that like lights up naturally, right? So we have to actually shut this off at night because it's just bright lights. You know what I mean? The room isn't fully dark. So try to keep that in mind. You probably have some electronics in the room that you need to like either dim, right? Or just like not have in order to keep the room like really dark. Okay, I don't know how many of you are going to feel about this one because it really kind of comes down to like a financial thing, but like research is heavy on this. The bed that you sleep on matters and the pillows that you use matters. Like if you sleep on a crappy mattress, you're going to just have crappy sleep. Like your back's going to hurt. You're going to feel like you're 10 years older. This is just like what science shows like overall, basically, right? But I know that it comes down to a financial thing. Like sometimes we can't afford getting like these dope ass mattresses that, I mean, that shit is expensive. So like, I get it. If you're gonna make an investment in this, right? Because this is gonna kind of improve your quality of life. And I'm about to overshare right now, which I normally always do, but I'm gonna give you my little setup. I sleep personally on a fucking cloud, like literally. My comforter is white. I have an insane amount of pillows that are all white. Yes, I'm that person. And I just surround myself with these pillows like a little cocoon, honestly. And let me tell you, it literally feels like a scene from Care Bears. Like, I don't remember if you guys remember Care Bears, all the people from the born in the 1900s, as Gen Z would say. Probably remember, you know, the Care Bears stare. But yep. In my bedroom, on my bed, I am like on a Care Bear cloud. And if you're like a Gen Zer and you don't know what that means, just look it the fuck up. But that works for me. That may not work for you. That may not make you comfortable, but that works for me. So you just have to figure out whatever makes your bed comfy. That was definitely an overshare, but I mean, that's just my vibe. Okay, next up is the noise in your room. That's important too. Now, this kind of varies. Like some people like no noise and some people fall asleep better or sleep better with like a white noise machine or even like pink noise machines. I just learned about pink noise machines. I personally like to play some like frequency music to get my like chakras intact, right? I just find those on YouTube and just kind of play that in the background. This is like a personalized kind of thing. Like some people can do one or the other. You just have to figure out again, like what's your vibe. All right, this next one is something that you shouldn't be doing before going to sleep. I don't know if I really even have to say this, but I'm gonna say it anyways. You shouldn't be exercising right before you go to bed. Like you're getting your heart rate up, like you're getting pumped up, like you're supposed to be like decompressing and unwinding. So exercising right before bed or even eating right before bed. So those chips in the bed or those cookies in the bed that you're eating right before you go to sleep, big no-no. Now, there was a previous podcast episode that I did on season one, episode 11, which is quick tips to improve your sleep hygiene. I actually brought on Nicole Shallow and interviewed her, who's a sleep specialist. And she actually went into this a little bit more. So if you want to get a little bit more of the background of like why you shouldn't be eating or drinking that wine or exercising before bed, like go through that episode. She gets into it a little bit more. So that's what doesn't help you fall asleep. One thing that does is actually hot showers before bed. I mean, this makes you feel dope just in general, right? Imagine taking a nice hot shower right before bed. You're all nice and clean. You feel very zen. Again, some people may vibe with that. Some people don't. Maybe you don't want to do like double showers a day. I don't know, but whatever. That makes you feel good. Hot showers before bed. It's another strategy. And the last strategy that I'm going to share is journaling before bed. I want to be like super specific about this because sometimes we're kind of fucking this up. I get that not everyone journals, but this is, I guess, a shout out to the people that do journal. My journaling that I do at night is super specific, and it's actually part of the evening routine that I have set up. I don't believe in like word vomiting every shitty thing that happened in your day right before bed. And think about sometimes how we journal. What do? We're like, this is what happened today. I got into that. This was great. This was shitty. Literally, you're going to bed thinking about all the crap that you just dealt with that day. Why would you want all that negative stuff in your head right before you go to sleep? Like, who the hell wants that in their subconscious at night? I don't. You got into a fight or an argument with your mom. Why are you going to journal about that? I get it. You want to vent. I get it. Find a different time for that. Right before bed is keeping it in your subconscious and you're going to go to sleep like that. Like, have a different way to journal before you go to bed. And like I said, that's part of like my evening routine. Having an evening routine is like super important to even prep you for bed. In another episode, I'm going to go through some examples of like evening routines and morning routines. I actually work with a lot of clients in setting up their evening and morning routines because it kind of sets the tone for your day. Everyone thinks like, oh, you need a good morning routine to have like a dope ass day. Technically, yeah, but also no, because you actually need, it's actually more important, you need a really good evening routine in order for you to get that good sleep, right? That quality sleep that you need in order for you to wake up refreshed so then you can go through your morning routine and that creates the dope day. So technically you kind of need both. Okay, so this episode was like short and sweet. This is the jam on sleeping. Like, this is it. Why we need it. It affects every single area of our life when we, you know, don't get good rest or don't get enough rest. I gave you a couple of different strategies and tips that you can use. This is all about unlearning some of the crappy habits that we have around sleep and rethinking, like, what can we do differently? Like, what's going to make a difference for us? And as anything, like with any habit that we build, you try one of them at a time for like 30 days or so and see what happens. I gave you a ton of suggestions, but don't like try to do it all right away. You'll fail. I mean, it's that simple. So pick one that you haven't done, see how it works, right? You could always like adjust from there, but I wanted to hit you up with some research-based strategies that you can like rethink like what you're doing and explore one of these new habits. And I'd love for you to hit me up on Insta and let me know your progress. Like, let me know which one of these tips you found most useful and how it's going along the way. I just always want us to keep in mind that we should be subtracting the unnecessary, the things that are just garbage in our life, and adding in the more meaningful, adding in the things that's going to get us to level up in life, right? Because we always want to work towards showing up as our best selves. Well, that's a wrap for me. Thanks for joining me in this episode of Rethinking with Rosalba. If you learned anything from this episode, I'd love for you to share it with a buddy, a friend, like spread the love. And don't forget to follow my show so you never miss out on one of the latest episodes. All right, guys, catch you later.